Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881.
That's 917-932-8881.
Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, folks. It is a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday evening. I'm so excited this evening because we have a very, very special guest here on the show, an up and rising poet. She's currently an aspiring actor. Well, I should say she is an actress, and she's on the uprise with that. She's doing a lot of wonderful and amazing things. She's a businesswoman. She's a mother. She comes all the way from New York, and she is just such a wonderful, spirited person. You know, and she has been the newly inducted host of her own segment on the Poetic Energy Radio Show with the Strong Island Central Sheet. I'm so excited to get to share with you about her amazing journey that she's on as becoming just a profound poet and many other things in her own right. And so I'm excited this evening to welcome to the show Miss Cindy Smith Jordan. I want everybody to help me welcome her to the show. Welcome, Cindy. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you?
It's a pleasure to have you on the show, not just as a great supporter of the show, but as a featured guest. It's such a pleasure and an honor.
Thank you.
I'm so looking forward to our conversation. I know there are so many people that want to get to know you better as an artist. Let's specifically talk about, now you're from New York, right?
Yes, I am.
How's it living in New York?
Oh, it's great. I lived there all my life.
This is a place of much opportunity, do you think?
Oh, definitely. New York never sleeps. It really doesn't.
It's kind of an offspring of Las Vegas, huh?
Oh, yes, minus the casinos.
You know, I always hear people say that New York is just a place of opportunity, unlimited opportunities. So it seems like you're definitely in the right place. I just want to talk about, because you have so much to offer as a mother, a businesswoman, with so many of the things that you have that you're doing in your life, and you're going in a very positive direction. Why don't you tell us a little bit about who Cindy Smith Jordan is, or Jordan Smith, I'm sorry. Or did I get that wrong, Cindy?
Miss Smith Jordan.
Okay, Smith Jordan. Okay, I was saying it right the first time. Okay, why don't you tell us about who you really are as an individual? What inspires you each day to get up in the morning and say that you're going to be the best person that you want to be in your life and achieve your goals?
Well, I guess the first thing I would have to say is the Lord above, because without him, I wouldn't be here, literally. And the next thing I would say, my kids, they inspire me to do, to do my best and to try to make a name for ourselves out here, because they're just so used to me always supporting them and doing what they do. And I really never knew that I could do, I had any talent besides being a mother.
you know, a lot of mothers find them, so, you know, you'll be surprised at what, as mothers, what the kind of talents that we have in us, and it just takes something occurring in our lives to bring out that hidden talent within us. Let's talk about your poetry. What births the ink in your pen to begin to write and just feel, you know, the type of poetry you write? When did you know that you want?
Well, one thing I'll say is I actually been writing for a while. I've been writing since I was a little girl, you know, just little things like, you know, red, white, and blue, that kind of stuff. Never knew it really had any talent with it. I trained that into writing inspirational pieces for family members and things like that, for birthday greetings. And moving it forward, I actually came across a site where I actually met you on, and you had a group on that site, a poetry group. You had a challenge in there to write a poem with the word "I like." So I said, hey, why not try it? Let's see what I can come up with. And I wrote the little stanza, posted it up there by the encouragement of a friend, and you actually liked it. And you had encouraged me to continue writing, so you put up other challenges, which I decided to throw myself in there and try them, and I was able to do it. And that's really what started me on the road where I'm in today, and that was like back in 2009 when I really started taking it serious on what I was doing until now and grew into what I am today.
Well, you have definitely blossomed I know that you had entered a contest that we were also having, and you were one of the contest winners. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I remember that contest very well. The subject was homelessness. And when I looked at the title, I was going through something in my own life, and that title just basically hit home to me. It, you know, it instilled a feeling in me that was like scared really to be homeless, you know, after all these years of having your own home and being able to swing it and do it by yourself, to maybe come to that type of reality, which I never will claim, you know, because that for me is not in my equation, is not going to happen. So that poem really just spoke from my heart when I wrote it and shared it with everyone. And I was glad to have won a prize for it. I wasn't thinking I was going to win, but, hey, I'll take the prize. I really enjoyed it.
Well, you know what? I think, you know, like you said, you've been writing for quite some time. So, you know, I know that talent was already in you, because no one can give you that but God, you know. There are people that can motivate you or encourage you, but you have that talent already in you. And, you know, and just some of your writings, it shows that you, how you pull from your spirit. And, you know, and that's what makes people connect with you as an artist. And what are some of the things that, you know, in writing your poetry, how has writing poetry changed your life?
Well, it made me focus more. You know, I do things like if it makes me have fun. If I see that I'm doing something and I'm not really enjoying it, I will lose interest in doing it. And what I'm finding with poetry is I actually enjoy doing it. I actually enjoy writing all types. It just so happens that erotica, I get a really good kick out of it. So I may focus on that a little bit more than everything else. But I do write all types of poetry.
Okay. Now, in talking earlier, you said that you started out writing inspirational poetry. What made you transcend into the more of the erotica as opposed to the inspirational poetry, other than it being fun?
Well, that's a good question. I tend to ask myself that question myself. I'm still trying to figure out what happened, you know, because I was into inspirational poetry for a very long time. And I find myself now, like, I'll see something and I want to say it. The mood may not hit me, whereas I have the words to say something inspirational, but I will be able to bring out an erotic piece. So I know that side of me is still here. I didn't lose it. I still trust in the Lord, still love the Lord. I guess it just has to do with what mood I'm in. And that's how I'm able to write them.
Now, would you say when you're writing your pieces, what type of frame of mind do you prepare yourself? Because, I hear a lot of, even in the entertainment world, period, all types of artists, they do certain things to prepare themselves to get into creative mode. Do you have any special remedy or different special thing that you do to get in creative mode?
No, not really. I could be just sitting here or walking around and something would jump into my mind, and depending on if I'm around anything for me to jot it down, I will. I've come up with so many different pieces, whereas I wasn't around any paper or pen or anything like that, and I thought them up from the beginning to the end, had a very nice long piece, and because I didn't have anything to write it down with, I would just forget the whole thing by the time I did. And I would get mad at myself that I should have had paper and pen with me so I could just jot it down right then and there. I found another little way of going around that, too. You know, you do have cell phones. Cell phones do have notes. And that's another way to jot down when thoughts come to your mind, to just jot it down and keep a note of it. And then later transfer it to your paper.
Okay, I see you got a lot of silence going on in the background.
Yeah, that's just the fireman going to an emergency.
All right. That sound needs to be on the Strong Island Central Seat segment of the show. Letting out before you let out, start any fires there. One of the things about you are you're just a very sweet and kind-hearted person. And, you know, I always, there are so many layers to you. That perhaps not everyone knows about, that you've also, you know, ventured off into many various types of businesses successfully. So why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the businesses that you've involved yourself in?
that's a real good question, too. I tend to forget what my hands was actually involved in because I'm involved with so many different companies. But some of the things that I do is help people with their legal issues, like when they need access to an attorney, I help them, you know, gain access to an attorney, you know, at affordable rates, whereas we know rates for attorneys today are really expensive, and you never know what you may need an attorney for, maybe just to read over a document. You don't want to be spending $1,000 for an attorney to read over a document. We have I work for a company that actually gives that to you affordably, depending on where you live. Another one of my businesses that I do is help people with their energy bills. Again, with the economy how it is today, it's hard to pay your electric, your gas, you know, your electric and gas bill. Excuse the noise in the background. It must be a very big emergency. You know, and I help them actually save money, give money back to them, give them trips, give them all types of things just for trying to service. And, you know, I have customers actually come to me and say thank you because literally they didn't know what they were going to do about their bills. And that makes me feel good when I know I helped another individual be able to save something. You know, another one of the businesses that I do is help people with their health. You know, I'm like what I would consider myself a health and wellness coach. And I help people get back to good health, whereas they may think they weren't in good health, which I thought myself personally. And I started buying the products myself, tried them out. Some of the products helped me, my own testimony, helped me save my life last year when I got sick all of a sudden. So, you know, those are just like three of the main things that I do besides marketing, which I do, you know, to name a lot of different hats that I wear. You know, I keep myself busy, let's just say. I'm a jack of all trades with a master in none.
You said the master of none. I think that you have so many other let's talk a little bit about the venture off into your acting career. I have seen myself your performance in which you I know you've done a great job in the series that you were in. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, the particular series you're talking about is Wicked Tales Season 2. That show is right now, we have it showing on YouTube. And when it came about auditioning for that show, I actually didn't go there to audition. I actually went there to take my daughter, my younger daughter, and my goddaughter to go audition. And when we walked up into the place, they said, okay, no, we want you to audition too. Of course, I was scared, you know, because I didn't want to audition. I haven't acted in who knows when since I was a little kid and things like that. But I said, you know what? Hey, why not? Let's just do this, see what happens. You know, so I went in the room. I interviewed for it, read the lines, read the scripts, did it. Next thing I know, they said, you got the spot. And I looked at them like, are you really serious? They said, yes. So it started from that day. The Wicked Tales series, basically, it has 8 different episodes. Each episode is different from the first. I'm in quite a bit of those episodes, but I'm not in all. It was fun. It was really a good experience mixing it up with the crew, the other cast members. I describe us as bringing a bunch of comedians together to do serious film. You know, it's nothing but a bunch of fun.
Now, is this more of a drama or like a what type of acting is it?
With the Wicked Tales series, it was more, it's diversified, really. It's diversified. We have different episodes, you know. There happens to be a vampire episode that we did. I would say that's more in a scary, funny, to me, side. You know, I could laugh at it because when I see it, I just laugh at, you know, what I did in it. You know, so when I watch them, you know, I look at them, I may make a feedback on it, and we do encourage people to please go up there and watch the show and leave us comments so we'll know how everybody likes them and we'll know what we need to do to improve on it. Wicked Tales is just one of the shows that we're doing. I'm actually currently involved with 2 other shows that's coming out. One is Deception, which is a soap opera. And there's another one called Secret Shadows, which is more like a fantasy type of show. And we'll be doing in October a live production we'll be putting on. So, you know, busy is not the key for the word that, you know, I will be getting into.
So you definitely sound like you're a lady on your grind. It's just a pleasure to even just to know you because, you know, I see that, you know, not only are you a very beautiful person, but you're a beautiful person that loves to help people. And those are that's just some of the things that I love to do. I love to network and connect with people who have a sense, have a heart of being a humanitarian in the world. And I think that's so very important because you can't receive anything in life and be successful in life without really truly investing time and energy back into people, because I do believe all of us are here to reciprocate love and peace and all of those things toward one another. And that is something I definitely see that you doing. Having not met you is my perception of you, and it's just wonderful just to even be here talking with you this evening about, you know, in more detail about your journey. Let's go back to the poetry again for a little bit. How do you find the time to really create your pieces with all the things that you do?
I just make the time. You know, like I'll be sitting here idle doing nothing and something may strike me that I want to write about. You know, I'll just sit here, and next thing I know, I done wrote a piece. It's like the other day, one of my friends had a poem they had put up. And when I looked at the poem, I said, you know what, I'm going to try my hand at that. And I sat here, and I actually came up with my own version of a poem called Hello. And, you know, I put it up there for people to see on Facebook. You know, I shared it with everyone. And the same friend that had posted it, they had commented on the poem, too. They actually liked it. So sometimes I get inspired from what's going on in life. Other times just from general writing. You know, inspiration comes from all over.
Got it. When can we, you know, I know you, are you anticipating on coming out with your own book, or can we expect that from you? Or?
That's a definitely yes. I am definitely working on getting my book together. I would like to have it out before the summer, which I'm really going to try. You know, I just need to put it together. I already have what I want to put in it. So I just got to find a time to actually put it together and so I can get it out. But that is something I'm working on. I didn't hear your question.
I said, when you put your book out, what story do you want to tell people in the pages of your poetry?
That's a good question. I'm still debating on which version I want to come out. I may come out with my erotic book first, or I may just do a combination or inspirational with erotic. I'm not quite sure, or my life story. There's so many stories that I like to tell. I don't know which one yet I want to do first.
That is the hardest part is really coming, narrowing it down. What voice you want to come in and share with the world initially, because you want to say something when you're writing, and I know when you get a lot of love and a lot of respect when you're reading your poems, especially from my co-host. did you want to share? Are you prepared to share one of your pieces with us this evening?
Sure, I can. I definitely can share. Actually, I can share one of the new ones that I just wrote. And this particular piece is called Apple of My Eye.
All right.
This piece actually goes like this. It might have been said, I am not a good mother, but did you ever stop to wonder why you are the apple of my eye, the beauty that I see before me, just bring tears to my eyes when I think of all the things we say, cutting deep down to the bone, leaving nothing left but brittle bones, vitamins taken to cure the aches. I guess this must be a big mistake. Too many versions of me in one place can make a very unhappy place. Simple outbursts for attention. Looking at you saying what's wrong with your face. Is this place too much for you to handle? I wander, and shake my head. Do you not forget what almost took place? You were so sad, scared, and pleasing, begging for another chance. Believing in the love we have, go back and find those thoughts of love. But reality sets in, and all around you sees the shoe dropping on the floor, the door opening, and the thought of you being a distant memory. And that is my piece.
Oh, wow. I love that. The Apple of My Eye is the title of that piece?
Yes.
So what inspiration came by? What made you write that piece?
Basically, that piece was actually written from some things that were going on in my life. One way I was taught to de-stress is to just put my thoughts in writing. Like, so if I'm feeling stressed at times, I will sit down and I'll just try to write and let it out in my writing. And that was like one of my pieces that I did.
So you would say that, would it be safe to say that poetry for you is a form of release?
I would say yes. At times, yes, it is. Other times, it's just that I just felt like writing. You know,
yeah,
and I just
write. I speak to a lot of poets, and they all, you know, and quite often they always say that poetry is like a therapy to them, and it's their way of releasing their inner feelings. Because sometimes when you release things, if you hold things in, you become so agitated, and if you don't let it out, you can get to a point of compulsion. You know, you want to explode. But when you release, it's just a calm that comes over you when you're writing poetry. And that's why I asked you that question, because I think it's a common thing. But as you say, sometimes you just feel like you want to write.
Yeah, that's true.
Now that we have established that you really like to write inspiration, and there are other styles that you bring to the table as far as your voice as a poet, with the erotic poet, have you gotten any type of backlash or, you know, because you like to write erotic poetry? Because I often like to ask erotic poets this question, because so often they do get judged for having a voice in erotic poetry. Have you experienced any of that?
I think the biggest surprise is to my family, you know, because they didn't know, a lot of them didn't know that I can even write, and it's still those who don't think I can write. And then the ones that hit erotic pieces, they're like, oh, my gosh, did she just say that? Oh, no, she didn't go there. So, you know, it's still a surprise to them on what I do.
Yeah. Now, are the pieces that you write, I know you, that one particular piece you just wrote that you did on your segment of the show, one of your newer erotic pieces, I forget the title of it, but it was, are you prepared? Can you give us a mildly erotic piece?
Mildly?
Mildly?
I don't know about mildly.
Okay, well, you know, give it to us in the best way you can.
let me see what I could pull out of the archives of them. Because you said Miley is what you wanted.
It's Miley.
I do actually have one that I was able to, you know, I was able to post on Facebook, because I really do not put any of my erotic poems on Facebook whatsoever. I just won't post them up there. And one of the reasons is, you know, I am in business. It's out of respect, you know, for my business partners. And for my friends and family who they don't necessarily support or have knowledge that I do erotic poetry. So I don't post that on Facebook. So you'll see more of my other type of poetry.
Okay.
And one of the pieces that I did write, semi-erotic, I would say, is called Nubian Sister. And that piece actually goes like this. Standing along a wooden path, wishing that you were here, my dear. As you reach out to me, I will move a little to the right, because I can't let your touch set off this fire burning inside. As flames grow, my desires inspires me to give in to the lovely body that is waiting, trying to mount this vivacious, excellent, caramel-colored Nubian sister, who has been without for just too long to be, hold on one second, I was actually trying to read from my notes, to begin again as you catch me. We begin slapping of our skins as you enter and go down deep. My knees shaking, my body aching, wait, I'm just saying to be continued. And that was my piece.
Wow. So that was not really erotic. Say some more for the time slot here on Blog Talk Radio. So, you know, what inspired that piece?
Nubian Sister? I just think I was in one of those modes that night when I wrote this piece. You know, I was just in one of those erotic type of modes, you know, but not too over the barrel, I would say, because it was more so like at the beginning of the year, like end of last year when I wrote this piece. And, you know, I was still coming into my own. You know, it was like last year I put it together, but I didn't post it until this year. But I was just still trying to find me.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying something?
No, I'm listening.
Oh, I was finished. I was finished.
Oh, okay. You know, one of the things I wanted to ask you, okay, you talked about you're going to be coming out with a book, hopefully this summer. What do you anticipate, how do you plan on really letting the people know that your book is here? What are some of the strategies have you thought about or have you thought about in marketing your book?
Well, one thing is what I do is I just like to network with people, you know, meet people. Some people call it I'm a people person. I guess I'm a people person, you know, and I like to just blast things. That's just something that I do normally. You know, something comes up, I go and immediately to all the different venues that I'm on, and I will share it with all my friends, you know, letting them know that this is what's coming out, this is happening on that day, and, you know, just letting them, making them aware of this is what's going on. And, you know, then I also have, you know, friends and business partners who are doing marketing more than I am. And, you know, I'll give them the information and they also help out.
I'm glad you answered that question. I asked you that question because, you know, I know that you are very resourceful and you are connected in so many different ways because you have so many layers to you. And so I wanted to kind of bring that out because this is about getting to know you, and I wanted it to be over the airways. You are definitely a connected person with many, you know, connections. So it's just like the octopus effect that, you know, you can network over here, you can network over here because you've been in legal services and you've done so many things in your community with helping people with you know, the legal services, the utility services and different things of that, you know, and I wanted to kind of reiterate that for all of the people who have just come into the chat room that, and, you know, with reiterating about your acting, you're doing a lot of things right now, so you're just a superwoman. Just so making her mark and in a lot of things, and it's just exciting to be able to, you know, fellowship with a person that is really a mother that's staying on her grind and being an example to her daughters that, you know, it doesn't matter where you start in life, if you want to do something or accomplish something in life, you can't be successful at it, and you can't go after the things you desire to do, no matter what age you are, where you are in your life. You have older children, or?
Two of my daughters are older, and one I still have a teenager, and believe it or not, I'm a grandmother.
See, you know, not looking at your picture, you will never know that you're a grandmother. But the thing is that the beauty of it all is that no matter where you are, how, you know, if you're a grandmother or not a grandmother, and you have older children that you have set out to really make a new mark, you know, start a new chapter in your life, and if you're off to a wonderful and great start with writing poetry, winning poetry awards, and acting, you're putting all of that together, and it's just going, you know, swiftly for you. It just seems like, you know, doors are just really, really opening up for you. Let's talk about the new assignment that you have as a newly inducted radio host on one of the segments here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show, which is entitled Strong Island Central Heat. Let's talk about that opportunity for a moment. What do you feel about, you know, being a newly inducted radio host?
Well, at first I was scared because at heart I was a chicken, believe it or not. I'm a very shy person, believe it or not. But I know anything that's coming to me is a challenge, and in order for me to grow from it, I have to actually stand up and go for the challenge. So that's what the Strong Island Central Sheets was for me. It was a challenge to myself to actually be able to get on air and conversate with people live like I'm doing now.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, it's great that you are able to say that you were afraid, because so many people are afraid to say they are afraid to do something. There's nothing wrong with having butterflies. The point is getting over those things. And, you know, I love it because you said you like challenges. So if it's a challenge to you, you're going to do great at it, because you're essentially saying that, you know, although it is a challenge, you're not going to let that stop you from pursuing that challenge or going forward with, conquering that fear and knocking it down, breaking off barriers and saying, no, it's not going to overcome me, but I'm going to be successful at what I'm doing. Now, let's talk about your, you know, in conjunction with that, Strong Island Central Chic. How did you come up with the name Strong Island?
Well, there's a story into that, Strong Island. When I actually started coming on the show, I actually came in under my name, Cindy Smith Jordan, for my very first time I was on the show. And that first day I came up here and I read a piece, and you and Mr. Co-host, CBG, actually decided to name me. They said, you know what, that piece was good. Your new name is going to be called Strong Island. That's what we're going to call you. So what I did the second time I came on the show, I actually did a surprise to you two, was I changed my name from Cindy Smith Jordan to Strong Island 631, and I've been that name ever since.
Well, you know what? Honestly speaking, I cannot really take any of that credit, because I think actually Stevie G kind of, you know, started it, and then I just kind of agreed. And but you know, it fits so well for you, because, you know, I mean, you're from New York, and it just all fits. You have a little accent, and it just fits perfectly for you. It's just like when I see like a picture of you, I say, Strong Island, you know. You know, I don't even want to call you Cindy. And I don't think I really call you Cindy other than on the show here. But I like that name, because you can derive so many things from that. It could be playful, but it could also be powerful at the same time. So it's really, you know, very complimentary to who you are as an individual.
I would agree. I actually love the name. I feel like it empowers me. It gives me that strength. I may not feel this strength. It makes me actually feel strong, like Strong Island.
What are some of the things that, and connecting with some of the other poets out here, what are some of the things that, when you look at other people's work or read other people's work, does that make you want to be more like certain types of poets, or does that inspire you to do anything different with your writing style?
I just get, you know what, I just like to read, period. Before I encountered my writing of poetry, I actually read a lot. And some of my favorite readings was erotica, as I call it. So for me to start writing erotica is like I took back some of the stuff that I used to read, what I liked. And my imagination, there's really no bounds to where it can go. I scare myself sometimes with what I write. I'm like, okay, where did you get this one from? You know. But as far as when I read other people's poems and stuff, I actually enjoy it, because it shows me the different talent that's out there, the different ways of writing. And, you know, sometimes I challenge myself to see if I can come up with something in that type of writing. So, I throw challenges at myself, too, to keep myself going. Not just the challenges maybe in a contest or something like that, because that, again, is a scary mode for me to enter into a contest. But I have entered into several different types. You know, it's just a challenge to myself. You know, put your money where your mouth is. Get in there. All they can say is no. And that's the word that I tell myself to motivate myself.
You know, I so agree with you, because so many people get intimidated by you know, so many people that write poetry, because there are some people that are far advanced in writing poetry. But the thing is that poetry is a language in itself, and it just, you know, when the author is coming from a place from within a person, so you really can't, other than, you know, technique and style, you know, you can see a person far more advanced, but, you know, when you tell a story, no matter who wrote it, whether you're seasoned or not seasoned, when you're telling a story and people, other people are able to relate to that story, it's just as important as if Maya Angelou wrote the poem, in my eyes, because a poet or a poetess is, they, you know, it's just it's a magic that they bring. They breathe life into words. And it affects people in many different ways. You and I can write the same similar poem, but it can mean so many different things to other people who read it. So I think that's what's important in the language of poetry. But we have so many people that are competitive with this artistry when they shouldn't be, because you will be able to, you know, release from your heart, from within your soul, and communicate your story or share your voice to the individuals out there that are aspiring to be poets just like you, whether it be inspirational or erotic. I think that's so important to know that you're, you know, don't feel intimidated by the writings from somewhere else. If anything, learn and grow from it. You know, if you feel comparatively that they are a better writer than you are, but the important thing is to grow into your own.
I agree.
Say that. All right, we have so many people in the chat room. We just want to take this time to acknowledge everyone and thank and welcome everyone for tuning into the Poetic NG Radio Show on our candid interview with Ms. Strong Island. We're just going to say your pen name. I'd like to thank guest 14418, Lord Euro, MM123, Shanice Marie, Strong Island, our guest, XM007, and Ms. Spoon. Thank you for tuning in and listening in on the show. Cindy, one of the things that I do want to go back to just a little bit, because some of our guests that are just coming into the show, they don't know about the acting part for you. The next upcoming series is that you're going to be in, didn't you say that was like more of a soap opera type?
Yeah. It's actually called Deception.
Deception.
You know, that's still in the process of us filming it. Hopefully, it will be out, you know, soon, at least the trailer for you to be able to see it. We're actually working on that, and we're working on another series. It's called Secret Shadows. And, you know, at the same time, because, you know, with us, we just keep busy. We'll be doing a live production in October. So we're working on basically all three of those projects. And hopefully you will be able to see Deception. You know, hopefully that will be able to be aired sometime this year. I'm not quite sure when it's going to be released as of yet, but I know we are still in the process of filming.
Okay. Are you able to talk a little bit about the storyline, or no? Is it because would it be?
I'm not quite sure if I can, you know, really talk about the storyline. It's just more so. It's not like Wicked Tales. I'll tell you that. You see Wicked Tales, each storyline is independent. It was more like poetry put into acting. If you miss an episode, it's not like you going to catch it up in the next one, because each episode is, like, different than the other one, whereas Deception is more so going to be continuous like a soap opera. If you miss today's episode, you can catch up in tomorrow's episode, because the storyline will be continuous.
Okay, I am so looking forward to. I know the production company, your production company, was interviewed on our show, and you know they excited me with all of the things that they were doing. So I know that it has to be a very real rounded team of people together. How important do you think it is to have good rapport with the people that you're working with to be successful, and you know, in filming your series or your program?
That's very important because it makes life a little easier for you. You know, there's really no arguing or anything in our group, and the group is actually growing. You know, there's new people being added to the production company basically every day, you know, because they're growing. There's other projects that, you know, they're coming out with where they need more people. You know, originally they started out with just two people, the two producers of the show. They started out doing Riquetels in season one with themselves and maybe a couple of family members. By season two, the company exploded. That's when I came in. My daughter and my grandson is in there, and some more people that came in. Deception is a whole nother level. Deception's bringing other people. So each show, you're seeing how they grew. You're seeing how all of us have grown. And I just can't wait till y'all see Deception. We really had a good time filming it. I just can't wait. I wish it could be out today. I really do, because I really think you're going to enjoy it.
Now, you guys are having an event. Is it like a premiere party in October, you said?
October, actually, we're going to be doing a live production where you're going to actually be in a, you're going to actually, I guess I can say, see it live. You'll be seeing us up close and personal.
Okay.
You know, it'll be probably standing room only for that event.
Okay.
Whereas we come from our premiere parties where it may have been like 30 or so people, this event is expected to hold over 100 and something people.
All right. I'm so looking forward to that. We do happen to have a caller on the air. We're going to connect that caller right in, Cindy, and let's see what they have to say. Good evening. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic Energy, and our special featured guest, Miss Cindy Jordan Smith, a.k.a. Miss Strong Island. Who do we have on the air with us this evening?
Which air is this?
Hello?
Can you
caller?
Hear me?
Your caller? Yes.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
I'm great. Who do we have on the air with us?
Oh, my God. It's me. It's Miss Mental.
Oh, my God. Hi, Miss Mental. How are you? Your voice
is
so low.
I am good. I got my two of my favorite girls on the line. I got to call in.
Well, thank you.
Definitely, I concur.
I seen that it was like a few minutes left, and I said, "Oh my God, am I missing it? I can't miss Cindy. Cindy's giving mad support all the time. So how's everything going with you guys?
Oh, we're great. We're great. I'm actually glad that you came through. You're an awesome writer.
Really? Oh, thank you so much. I enjoy you too. You and Michelle, you guys are great.
You know what it is, Ms. Mental? There's certain people, when I read their work, I can identify with what they're writing. You're one of those type of people. I can identify with what you're writing. I feel like we're kindred spirits in our writing.
Wow. Well, that's a good thing. I thought I'd scare people away. You know, I just got called a negative D-I-T-C-H just a few minutes ago, so I'm really glad that you said that. I mean, I really just got a bad message on Facebook. And I'm like, wow, you know, I can't believe it. But I'm me, you know, and I want to tell my story. You know, I want people to understand. I want to tell the truth. I don't want to lie.
Right.
So
that's what
I'm
we love about you, because you bring the truth. I can't speak for anyone else, but, you know, my interaction and my experience with, you know, having dialogue or exchange with you is that you're real and you speak from, you know, from within, and there's nothing that you're holding back, and you're very transparent, and, you know, I like those type of people, you know, because you know what exactly what you're going to get, and you're not going to get a bunch of, you know, facades or, you know, camouflage with, you know, something that really isn't there. So, you know, that's important mm-hmm. to, you know, be able to be a person
you
like
know,
that.
It's like really, truly, with me, it's like this. Every day is a struggle. And I have three children. The oldest is 27. The youngest just turned 19. And Michelle did an awesome thing supporting him in his event. It was really nice. And they asked him to come back, Michelle, May 12th. So I'm really excited about that. But my middle son, he plays football for the University of Miami. And today he called with the best news ever. There were two NFL scouts down for their mini combine. And they were scouting him. And it's an awesome thing to be able to struggle every day and be crying and be happy one minute and, you know, just the emotions up and down every day. But then to have, to see the kids, the fruits that you've labored, just be doing their thing and knowing that all of that struggle is worth something. And
absolutely.
That's what I write about. So that's what you guys get every day is just me just saying, I'm going through it. I'm human.
Right.
But I find peace in writing about it and being able to deliver it to other people because maybe they're going through it too. And maybe they can understand where I am, and somebody can respond that's going to help me, and I can help them. That's all it's about.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I certainly agree
right.
with you. Mm-hmm.
So, Cindy, I wanted to say thank you. I wanted to come through and show some love because you give me so much love and the reason on my page. I mean, we are like sisters that I've never met, me, you, Michelle, Mystique. And I promise you, I love you guys as if you were my blood. And that's really real.
Thank you for the honor. I feel the same. Like I said, I like kindred spirits. You know, sometimes the best kindred spirits is the people who you have not known, you have not met. It's like you just, it's something about them draws you to them. And your writing, the essence of your writing is what draws me to you.
Well, thank you.
And I say thank you.
Thank you.
Oh,
you know,
well,
we have to
so
get
much.
Together on that production stuff, Cindy, because I didn't know that you do that. And I actually would like to do some, you know, producing of a show. I mean, I just got a bunch of things I just want to share with you because I don't know that stuff, and I don't want to go reinvent the wheel if I got a sister already over here doing it, you know?
Okay, now.
See how great that was? You didn't know that you were into acting and working with the production company, so this is what it's all about, people being able to know what you do and how well you do it. Thank you so much, Ms. Mental, for coming through. We so appreciate you, and we definitely love who you are as a person and what we perceive of you. You know, none of us have never met in person, but it's just the connection is a beautiful connection. So we certainly thank you for coming through and just talking with us a little bit.
Thank you for all the support.
Okay. I'm going to sit back and listen. Enjoy the rest of the show, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right,
thank you.
That was Ms. Mental. We have 6 more minutes remaining in the show. We want to give Ms. Cindy, a.k.a. Ms. Strong Island. I'm just going to call you Strong Island from this point forward. Why don't you give people information on how to connect with you, because we certainly need to get that in before the show ends.
Okay, you can actually connect with me on Facebook under Cindy Smith Jordan. I'm also on Twitter. You can find me under Twitter under SexyC430. Basically, I'm all over when you really think about it. You know, if there's a network, I'm probably on it at some point or another. You know, like I said, I just like to network. You know, I do go out there and I do get on other sites and network with people. But one of the main places you can find me is Facebook under my main name, Cindy Smith Jordan. And under Twitter, you know, as SexyC430. And, you know, I look forward to connecting, I look forward to reading, I look forward to talking. I just look forward to basically all that life can bring. The positive side. The negative side, I leave that behind.
All right, now, yes. Yes, I'm with you on that one. Cindy, if you had to, if a young person came to you and said, what do I need to do, or how do I need to be, or what frame of mind should I be in if I wanted to learn how to write like you? What would you, how would you encourage that young person to write if it's, that's something that they truly wanted to do in their life?
Tell them to be their self. Don't try to be like anybody else, but be their self. You know, because with me, I don't try to be anybody else. I just try to be myself, be true to me, and write what I feel like writing. You know, people will like, people's going to like some of the things. Everybody's not going to like everything you do. Your worst critic will be your family, and your worst critic could be yourself. So I just say get out there, just put your feet out there, and just do it. You know, I have actually had young people come to me because my daughters, they actually write too. And I try to keep inspiring them to continue writing because, you know, the older ones, they figure that, you know, they older now, I don't have to write. The younger one, she's been writing since she was like an age of, maybe 3 or 4. She's been writing. She's been writing for a long time, but then she stopped, you know, because she got uninspired by her teacher that she ran across. We had a case of little racism going on, but I would always go at her and tell her, look, you don't let that stop you from doing what you do. You write, you know. So as she got older, she, you know, picked it back up, her love of it, and she actually had decorated her room, and she called it, this was her mood room. So she did her colors into colors that will make her mood room so she can write. And I looked at her and said, okay, now, I got to give snaps to you because you made a mood where you can just have your mood to just write. And I loved it. I just loved it. She's creative. I just loved it. She inspires me. She inspires me the most.
That is very important, to be able to inspire your children. And if you're it can be reciprocal and your children inspire you, that's an awesome combination. I just like to take this moment. We have 2 more minutes remaining in the show. It has been such a great pleasure becoming more acquainted with Ms. Strong Island and in her journey in becoming an acclaimed poet. She's already setting the ground rules and doing the poetry thing and acting and all of those things. Being a businesswoman, that is just, you know, you're wearing a lot of hats, but you're doing it well. I commend you for all the things that you are doing, and I want to encourage you to continue to be all that you are and you want to be successfully as a woman and as a businesswoman and as a strong woman, a strong black woman. So I just want to commend you and thank you so much for allowing us to interview you here on the show. And I want people to make sure you get connected with Ms. Strong Island. We did put our information in the chat room for those who want to get connected with her, and also stay tuned. She does have her own segment here on the show entitled The Strong Island Central Seats. That's every Thursday night from 10 to 11. So, you know, come in, come through and check her out. She's definitely making her mark. And again, I see she's put her information into the chat room, so please connect with her. This lady has a lot going on. And she's doing her thing. So without further ado, we'd just like to say to everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic Energy, and our featured guest, Ms. Cindy, a.k.a. Ms. Strong Island. It has been a pleasure, Ms. Strong Island. We so appreciate you, sister.
Thank you for having me. I actually had fun. Thanks, everybody, for coming out and showing support. I really appreciate it. And I look forward to reading more of your writing.
Yes. All right. With that being said, we ask that everyone have a wonderful evening. And we're going to take you out jazzy tonight with a little bit of Yancey with Remember. That's one of my favorite tracks of his. So good night. God bless. And we'll see you next time on the Poetic Energy Radio Show.